Well, tonight, I kind of want to take off on that song, Speak to the Mountain. Our God is bigger, greater, stronger, better than anything. And, you know, in Jeremiah 32:27, there's a great verse that maybe you haven't seen or heard in a while. But before I read that, I want to make this statement. The devil trembles when you wake up. He is freaking out when your eyes open up. And the one reason why is because it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. The one thing the devil thought he had won, God pulled out the ace and threw it down and revealed the mystery, which had been hidden since before the foundation of time. Well, look at this verse in Jeremiah 32, verse 26. It said, "Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying," now for Jeremiah to receive the word of the Lord, guess what? He must have been listening. He must have heard the voice of God. "And God said, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" Kind of a rhetorical question, but what's the answer?
No.
No, there's nothing too hard for God. There's just nothing. The adversary, the enemy, the devil would make it seem like everything is too hard for God to solve and too hard for us to solve and too hard for us to figure out. But I'm here to tell you that's BS, man. That's just a lie. That's just a lie, because what we have is the truth of the Word. And God said, rhetorically and kind of humorously in some ways, "Seriously, guys, is there anything too hard for me? I created the universe, the stars, the moon, the planets, all these other things. I know exactly how man works. And, you know, don't limit me in your own minds in terms of what I'm really able and capable of doing." You know what? You may not be able to stop from being kicked sometimes, especially when you are least expecting it. Because there's that sucker punch, man. It just comes slamming in your door, and you aren't expecting it. But you know what? We can determine which direction we will go as a result of getting kicked or knocked down. And so the question becomes is, do you have what it takes to get back up? Do you have what it takes to not just recognize you've been knocked down and maybe you took a hit here and there, but to rise up again? To realize I've got power, I've got strength, I've got this access and approach like Bob shared last night, being able to go right into the throne room of God Almighty and have a conversation. And it's a two-way street. And that I can pray perfectly, because believe me, there are things going on in some of our lives at times that we can't even verbalize. We don't even know how to express what things were quote unquote feeling, you know. But as we access the Father, we speak to him in a language that he understands, he gets it. He gets it. See? And you know what? You got a lot of power in your life. Don't let the enemy talk you out of that. You've got a lot of power in your life. Colossians 1:27. We should know that one from memory. Most of us do, right, Leslie? Huh? Absolutely. Boy, if you heard it once, you heard it 50 times, and a great man many years ago would just say, it's Christ in you, Christ in you, Christ in you. It's what God's purpose was in delivering mankind from the sin nature and the consequences of sin in this world. It is what God pulled out of the hat. This is what God had been thinking about. What? I'm just going to put Holy Spirit in every person who now confesses Jesus. The devil thought he won when he killed Jesus. But now every person who's born again has been empowered with the strength and the ability of Christ, to whom God would make known, verse 27, what is the riches of the glory of this mystery amongst the Gentiles, which is what? Christ in you. Christ in you. Christ in you. The enemy's just constantly trying to say, no, no, you're powerless. You can't do anything. Don't even get out of bed today. You might as well just throw in the towel. And I have an answer for that.
No.
Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. See? When you get behind in an athletic contest, does everybody just walk off the field and say, oh, we're done for? Well, you know, some of the greatest success stories are those teams that have come back and overcome insurmountable obstacles and circumstances to win. And if you've ever watched the movie or read any stories of the underdog coming back to win, well, for me, I cry. You know, I don't know what y'all do. You're maybe cheering and maybe you're crying and cheering at the same time. See? But God has given us the victory in Christ. Look at 1 Corinthians 15:57. You can see I'm getting kind of pumped up here. Because it's exciting. It's exciting. And we all face our issues at points and times, you know. And it's not that you can't stop from getting kicked. But what direction is the kicking taking you, you know? And do you just feel totally knocked out, hopeless, out of, like, this will never change? Because that's a lie from the devil. It will change. There's nothing too hard from God. Nothing too hard from God. 1 Corinthians 15:57. And that's the kind of mindset we really have to stay in the game, to stay in the competition. Putting up that shield, no. Devil comes along, he's whispering, no. No, in the name of Jesus Christ. 57 of 15 in 1 Corinthians says, but thanks be to God which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, we've been given the victory. We've been given the triumph. And like somebody said in the manifestation or prayer or whatever it was, about being bold. Behold their threatenings, Lord, and grant unto thy servants all boldness that we may speak thy word. It is the thing that shuts the enemy down. The word, the word, the word, and nothing but the word. Amen?
Amen.
All right, Romans chapter 8. Love these verses. Love this encouragement because it's who we are. It just stirs the Spirit of God within us to be reminded, to be encouraged, to be comforted, and to be told, you can do it. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. See? Romans 8:18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed where? In us. The crap that's going on right now is not the reality of how it's always going to be. Right? It's not even worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. See? Really something. Look at verse 26. And this is great in light of where we've been going with speaking in tongues. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we don't know what we should pray for as we ought. We groan within ourselves. We want to know, but we don't even have the word. God knows what he's talking about. I don't know how to say everything, but I can speak in tongues. I can lift it up to God in prayer. See? And he knows, he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And verse 28, so cool. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. That's the truth of the word. See? The enemy can whisper and say whatever he wants. Truth is, we know all things work together for good to them that love God. And how many people in this room love God? All of us. We love God. We've devoted our lives, our commitment, our heart for, well, even if it was one day, see, or 50 years. It's something, see. All right, well, let's go to this one, verse 31. You're familiar with it. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? God's the one who justifies. Who's he that condemneth? Christ that died, yea, rather, risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us? Are God and his son, Jesus Christ, judging us and condemning us? No. Absolutely not. Ridiculous. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation. What is tribulation? Mental pressure, mental affliction, the things that the world puts on people to drive them down, somebody said, the rabbit hole. You don't want to go down the rabbit hole. And we know that because we've all been down the rabbit hole, okay? It's not the most pleasant place to be. But shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Verse 37. No. No. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded, I am convinced that neither death, life, angels, principalities, powers, things present, things to come, height, depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God says, is anything too hard for me? He's like, come on, kids. Come on. Think about it. Is there anything too hard for me? God sent his only begotten Son, paid the ultimate price, the ultimate sacrifice. For what? Us? And we look at ourselves like, yeah, right. I mean, why would he even want me? That's what love is. Love sees things from a completely different perspective. And love is the most powerful thing there is known to mankind on this planet. Because it's not that God loves us. God loves us, but it's not like he had to make a conscious decision to love us. It's just the nature of who God is. And we've got the Spirit of God and Christ within us. So, you know what? The outflowing and outpouring of that Spirit, love. Love. Now, I say this, and I can't say I always live it, but when you squeeze a Christian, what should come out?
Love.
Not disagreement, not gossip, not talking down about things. Love. Love. That's exactly what came out of Jesus. He's the perfect prime example. And he's in us. He's in us. Wow. We praise, we pray, we confess, we trust, we love, we serve, we move on. God has our back. He sees our hearts. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Thank God. Yeah. And guess what? He never gives up on us. Never. We may give up on ourselves. We may give up on others. We may give up on circumstances, situations, whatever. I mean, we do our best to hang in there. God never gives up. God never gives up. And the moment we turn towards home, God is waiting there with open arms, right? He says, I love you so much. I don't care what you've done or where you did it. But just welcome home. Because you're forgiven. It's all taken care of. Jesus paid the perfect price for all eternity, past, present, and future. See? There's nothing we can do in our behavior that would stop us from being able to receive the things that God has in store for us. Oh my gosh, guys, this is just so powerful, powerful to me too to hear, and I'm thankful that I get the opportunity to share it. Psalm chapter 27, well, I think we'll close here. I say that, we'll see. We won't read the whole thing, but boy, there are some great truths here. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I got the big God of the universe as my big daddy. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Devil's out there roaring like a lion. Why? Paralyzed people. You can't think. You can't move. We recognize who God is. And we say, no. No fear. No fear. Verse 2. When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear, though war break out against me. Even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord, to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Guys, our God's fighting for us. And sometimes I think, although Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God, I think sometimes he stands at the right hand of God when some of his people are being attacked and things are happening within the body of Christ that needs intercession, that needs help, that needs strength, that needs encouragement, that needs comfort. And he will work in the hearts and lives of people to rise up to those occasions, to bring whatever it is they need to bring into that situation. You know, when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You might succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler is given up when he might have captured the victor's cup, and he learned too late when the knight slipped down how close he was to the victor's crown. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt, and you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem the worst. That's when you mustn't quit. Yeah. Heavenly Father, thank you for this great, great, great Word of God, your love for us, Father, the passion, the things that burn in our heart to encourage and exhort one another to a more worthy endeavor, Father. You're never laying down on the job. Jesus is never laying down on the job. I think he's up there fighting like crazy for God's people to win the victory and to hold forth the greatness of your word and win other souls and minister wholeness and healing, Father, whatever it may be. But thank you that we have the resolve and the wherewithal to stay in the fight, to stay in the competition, Father, and that we can trust and believe and see you working so mightily that it blows our minds. And you're just constantly confirming how much you love and how much you care for us. And we pray about these things right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.